Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
I got more culture in my pinky tote.
It's called culture.
Yeah, but give them some culture.
98.5 Drive here with Beck and Jazeel, and special guest on the show today, it is Carl Faze. He's an amazing storyteller, well-known communicator, and the CEO of Christian media company called Olive Tree Media. And he joins us on the phone now to talk about his brand new video series titled Faith Runs Deep. Carl, how are you going?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. It's great to be with you on Sunshine this afternoon.
Now, Carl, can you run through what the video series is all about?
Sure. Faith Runs Deep is looking at the influence of Christians within our country over all of the history of Australia. Yeah, there's a terrible word, narrative, which kind of means the way people see the history of a nation. I mean, and we tell stories that form up the narrative. And we tell stories all the time. You know, when we have families get together, we tell stories. It defines our past. It sort of, it kind of also defines a bit of our future because of the stories that we tell. Mm-hmm. And interestingly, if I said to you guys, so what are the stories people are saying about the church and Christians over the last 20 years? Most of them haven't been good within the wider community.
Yeah.
And it's not that there aren't great stories, it's just that we're not telling them. So this series is looking to uncover great stories of faith that have influenced Australia, changed people's lives, and made our country the country that it is. So that's where it's this whole idea that faith runs deep within our nation.
Now, we know there's 12, I guess, episodes or 12 series. How many stories are there in there? Is it one per episode?
No, we do. Now, that's a great question. We actually have done 46 interviews.
Whoa.
So there's a lot of material. Some of those interviews, like we have about 6 to 8 PhDs who tell some of the great background history to Australia. But every episode has at least one stories of faith, like really significant story of faith, as well as other stories that go around it. Like, for instance, in the episode that's called That Other Religion, and which is actually about sport within Australia, I think we tell 6 stories within that episode. And they're all really interesting, very engaging and personal stories. One from history and others from today.
Now, can you give us an idea of whose stories you've recorded?
Yeah, like we've done things like Indigenous artists like Narelle Urquhart, an Indigenous sports person come social activist whose name's Peter Gibbs, the local hero, Australian of the Year, Rosemary Kariuki, who lives in Sydney. We did her story. There's a Bernadette Black, who's from Tasmania, and she started an organisation called Brave, and we do her story as well. Tony Huang, who is he lives in Cabramatta, grew up in Cabramatta, Vietnamese parents who came out in a boat. He was born here, 10 in his family, got into the gangs at Cabramatta and was selling heroin. Now he runs a church in Cabramatta that helped bring him to faith.
Wow.
So that, there's just, we also do, one of my favourite stories, guys, is Tim Kelly. And Tim Kelly is from Kingaroy in Queensland, and he's a bull rider, and he runs a bull riding school. And in the mid-70s, he won the Calgary Stampede under-23 World Championship of saddle bronc riding. And just this remarkable story, but also very Australian to film and have a drone shot of him and one of his mates riding a bull. It's fantastic.
I'm sold. I can't wait to hear these stories.
Yeah, same.
Now, we know that you and your wife, and I'm guessing a few others, you travelled across Australia. You actually did it in a Holden ute. What was this?
Yeah, well,
experience?
I can tell you that, oh, mate, it was fantastic. We drove a 2013 VF SSV V8 Holden ute. Now, I guess you have to be slightly into cars to get what I just said.
Yeah, no.
But
idea.
It's black, and it's black, and it's beautiful. And now, I need to tell you that it was only my wife and I who were in the ute. The rest of the team were not. The rest of the team were not hanging out the back. They were flying in. But we actually drove 18,300 kilometres.
Wow.
And what are you hoping that people are going to get out of this series?
I'm hoping that what they'll see is the name of the series, Faith Runs Deep, what I want people to see is actually a quote from a guy called Clive Hamilton, who's not a Christian, and he's writing an article in 2015, which is where the name comes from, and it was written in a book that Meredith Lake wrote called The Bible in Australia. And he was reflecting on back when they used to use that term politically correct. Remember that term? Now everything's woke. But back then it was political correctness. And he kind of was saying about political correctness and we're getting rid of some things out of our community that we shouldn't. And one of the things, he just had this throwaway line. And he said, you know, I'm not a Christian, but one of the things that we need to be very careful of discarding is Christian faith because it runs deep within our nation. Mm. Now, most people that all of us talk to would not think that's the case. But in fact, right from the very beginning, Christian faith had a deep and lasting influence on the values of our nation. I have to be very careful here because I could launch into what will sound like a sermon. And we don't have that time here this afternoon on Sunshine FM. But recommending people watch the series because right from the beginning, right from the first chaplain on the first fleet, Richard Johnson, he was there because he wanted to be a missionary to the South Seas. And that has always influenced many of the Christian leaders in our nation.
Don't want to miss this. Faith Runs Deep. It gets released tomorrow. Go check it out. For all the details, you can head online, 98five.com.
Thank you so much, Carl. I hope it goes well for you.
Look, it's going to be fantastic, and I just want to see churches get on board, show this to their groups, show this to their friends, use it as a gospel opportunity. It's going to influence our nation.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.